Update of the avalanche report for Monday, the 16th of December 2024. In high alpine regions, avalanches can fracture in the old snowpack. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects northwest to north to southeast. Furthermore, all day, above 2,400 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects northwest to north to northeast. Avalanche danger above the treeline is considerable. The major problem, freshly generated snowdrift accumulations which can trigger a medium-sized slab avalanche even by minimum additional loading. Danger zones occur both near to and far from ridgelines behind protuberances in the landscape and in steep gullies and bowls, particularly in NWN, shea-facing slopes. Above 2,400 meters, avalanches fracturing from the surface layer can fracture deeper and grow to large size in isolated cases. In very steep and unstructured terrain below 2,200 meters, isolated naturally triggered glide snow avalanches are possible. Avoid terrain below glide cracks. And now the snowpack. Fresh snow and fresh snowdrifts, particularly on shady wind-protected slopes, are being deposited atop surface hoar. At high and high alpine altitudes, snow-drifted masses are being blanketed by southerly fern winds as well as NW winds and are prone to triggering. Beneath these drifts, the snow from September and November constitutes the snowpack base, which above 2,400 meters often is weakened by layers of faceted crystals. The snow is distributed highly irregularly, ridges are often utterly windblown, and the fresh fallen snow does not cover the ground everywhere sufficiently. On very steep grassy slopes, the snowpack tends to glide over the smooth ground. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.